Let's talk about Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the next Maila is Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he talks about how important Tefillah B'Tzibur is. He says it's a chiyuv gomer shechayv leilach avarzel lefanav ad arba amilin. The person is traveling; they have to keep traveling up to 4 milin. V'chein nifsek b'shulchan aruch and it's halacha p'suk in shulchan aruch. Kol shekein, that if you don't have to travel at all and your other choice is just to stay in bed, that you know you can't just stay in bed and miss minyan. And it said because it says that. That the Maharam Michalava, who's one of the Rishonim of Sakhib, says the person that stays in bed and misses Minyan, he's like, there's no room for such a Baal Gaiva. So Reb Chaim says, why is it Baal Gaiva? She calls him an Otzel. So he says, the reason is because that, you know, it's his Gaiva. Yeah, I'm good enough. I don't really need it. I don't need to be part of a group. I'm good enough myself, right? And, you know, that you can't do. Now, Kosva Poiskim, Shafil Bishol Torah, also Vatal Til Batsibor, even for Torah, Ramu Chazal, Shatilas Asibor Miskabelis, Avshem Echavnim. That a person with a less of a darga, a person, you could be Matsliach in your tefillah with less of a darga of Kavana if it's Batsibor. Ramu Tilasibor Inchas Ezrekam Loilam, Mispala Chazim Maisav Nefratim. Okay. The Mishabur brings a story from Salman Mirlish, who's the father-in-law of the Chacham Tzvi, that one time he was on his way to shul, and someone came and said, hey, I want to do some business. And he said, no, let's do the business after davening. I got to go to shul. When he came back after davening, so he said, okay, look, you want to do the deal? So he said, oh, no, I found someone else. Sorry, I did it already. And that other person made a lot of money. So this person, the Chacham Tzvi's father-in-law, was very, very simple. He said, I never had the opportunity to give up so much money to do a mitzvah. So he was very thankful that he had the opportunity to be Oymid bin Nisayan and give up so much money to do a mitzvah. Let's feel a bit tzibur. It's a chiv derabanan, which is Doc's question. Now, how do you fulfill Tefillah B'Tzibur? So it's not just going to shul. So you have to go to shul. Fine. And you could say Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, and you could say Baruch Hu because you went to shul. But besides that, it's davening at the same time as everyone else. So what does that mean? You have to start at the same time that everyone's starting. So if you come late, very often, you're not going to end up starting the same time everyone else starts. So he says, first of all, you're missing out Tefillah B'Tzibur. Second of all, there's another problem. You're going to miss Kedusha now, right? So because you're going to start davening later than them, and then you're not going to wait for the Shliach Tzibur. Yeah, by the time the Shliach Tzibur starts, Chazal Shach, you're still davening Shmiras, so you're going to miss Kedusha. And not only are you missing Kedusha, the law is that it's also to start davening if you're going to miss Kedusha. So now you did three things wrong. You missed Tefillah B'Tzibur, you missed Kedusha, and you did Naver by starting Shmiras at the wrong time, right? So this is part of the problem of coming late and not davening on time. Now, the Gra says that the order of tefillah is very significant. Each mizmor is placed specifically where it's meant to be placed. And therefore, we don't skip davening. You usually don't skip davening, skip parts of davening. But Chazal did allow B'Dievet to skip davening to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur, which shows how important Tefillah B'Tzibur is. Even then, the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't, it's really, really bad and better to avoid because you're Mahapech the Tzinoiris, you know, because the Kabbalah, everything has an order, and now you're playing around with the order, and that's not good. And Reb Chaim here paskins that one should repeat the mizmorim that he skips to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur, he should repeat them after davening. Someone just asked me that lately, and I knew there was a different minhagim, but here Reb Chaim says you should do that. Now, but chalila, says, lina came to kvias. Chalila, that should be your kvias, that you always are constantly missing everything and saying it out of order. That's incorrect. Also, some people tend to have to come late and then say the whole davening and say Birkas HaShachar after davening. It's very bad. So let's just say the Birkas HaShachar before davening, it's printed in the Siddur before for a reason, and you're supposed to say it before. Now, there's a lot of reasons given for that, but for sure, Pi Kabbalah, it's also brought down that you have to do it that way. And even the Karbonis, the Karbon Talmud should be said every day with the Psukim. The Bracha of Lo'el Mi'a Adam should be said with Hashem's name, with a Bracha. And the end of davening, Aleinu, should be said with the aim of a Yira, because Mishabur brings down Kol Tzva HaShemayim. Kol Tzva HaShemayim. Shoimim. Everybody hears the Bracha of Aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymed in Pamalia Shemayla. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oymed in Pamalia Shemayla. Mechulam Oynim V'Oymrim Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Alai. You know, so the heavenly angels are waiting for Klal Yisrael to say Aleinu so that they can be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately. And unfortunately, nowadays, people are mezalzel in Aleinu. It's at the end of davening. You're rushing through it. You're not paying attention. You're running to the next thing, right? And forget, Aleinu is one of the, almost like the climax of the Tefillah B'Tzibur. And even the tefillahs that we say when you take out the Sefer Torah on Shabbos, we say Al HaKoil. Besides that, we say, you know, L'cha Hashem Agdul Agbur. So that Al HaKoil is very, very a Pi Kabbalah, has a lot of meaning to it and gematrias to it, and every word is significant. So everything printed in the Siddur was printed for a very specific reason and a specific order. It's not just stamas like that. Now, this is one of the big issues of Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. Besides the Nusach, there's a lot of shinuyim in the orders. And this is one of the questions, you know, how to do the order. Now, on that note, so there's a big shayla about Nuschais. Are you allowed to switch Nuschais? So the Magen Avraham explains the whole concept of the Nusach, more or less, and he says that B'Shem Darizal, he says that there's 12 Sha'arim in Shemayim, and each Shevet has a Sha'ar that they go through. And your Tefillah has to go through its Sha'ar, and every Nusach is associated with a Sha'ar. So, presumably, all the people from B'nai Kehilas Ashkenaz were one Shevet, and Memela, that Shevet was assigned a shahr, a specific shahr in Shemaim, and they have their tefillah. And if you're going to use a tefillah from a different shevet to open your shahr, it may not work. That's why you should not switch. So Chassam Sefer was asked if you're allowed to switch in the time that the Mekubalim, now, the, in the time of the Chassidim, that the, a lot of Chassidim switched to Nusach Sfarad. So why were they permitted to do that, or if one should do that? So he goes on to explain that one should not do that because of this reason. And then he says like this, people tend to think that the tefillah, the nusach of Nusach Sfarad is more kadosh. The reason they think that is because there's kavanas of the Arizal that are associated with Nusach Sfarad. And therefore, obviously those kavanas go much further. So the Chassam Sefer explains, he says, no, you got it wrong. The Arizal was a Sfardi. So since Arizal was a Sfardi, he was Mevarer, the Kavanis of his Nusach. But for Ashkenazim, the Nusach Ashkenaz also has Soidois. It's just no one was Megala them. So he says, therefore, it doesn't make a difference which Nusach you daven. You're going to be Zoichet to the same Soidois, whether you're davening Ashkenaz or Sfard. But then he goes on and says, well, however, there's a problem, because it's well known that the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe was Rav Nosson Adler, and Rav Nosson Adler himself did switch Nuschais. So that's a problem. So how do you explain that? So Chassam Sofer says, because the only nusach that we have that was that the Arizal was Megala the Soides and was Nusach Sfard. Therefore, someone that is Mechavan to the Arizal and understands what he's talking about, like my Rebbe, he's allowed to switch. But for the rest of us, we're not being Mechavan anyway, what the Arizal says. So what are we Mechavan? We're Mechavan, whatever the Kavanah that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah put into these words, that's the Kavanah that I want to be associated with. Oh, Givaldik. So if that's the Kavanah, so it doesn't make a difference what Nusach you daven for Keren. You have to make sure you daven the right Nusach according to your Minug. And if you daven the right Nusach according to your Minug, then you'll be able to have those proper kavanas. So he says lehefich. He says it's dafka my Revi and but don't worry, all the nuskais have the proper kavana. Rabbi Avadya Yosef responds and says, no, absolutely, that's not true. He says that the Chasam Sofer is not right. He says the Arizal was not a Sfardi. The Arizal was an Ashkenazi. And even though he's Ashkenazi, he chose to daven Nusach Sfard, Dafka, because that Nusach is the Nusach that has more Soydais. And therefore he says that from the fact that he is a Sfardi, he's Ashkenazi, Luria, an Enoch from the Marshal, and he switched to Nusach Sfard. It means you're allowed to switch to Nusach Sfard. So Rav Avadya paskins that someone is Davin's Nusach Ashkenaz is allowed to switch to Sfard, but as you may have predicted, he says that if you're davening Sfard, you cannot switch to Ashkenaz. Ramosha says just the opposite. Ramosha writes, and he says if a person davens Ashkenaz, they're not allowed to switch to Sfard, but a Sfardi should not switch to Ashkenaz either. However, if you daven Nusach Sfard and you're Ashkenaz, that probably means that your grandparents along the way switched to Nusach, and therefore you would be allowed to switch back. If someone switches Nusach, would he be allowed to switch again? I mean, he could switch back to his original Nusach. That's what you meant in that question. So he could switch back to his original Nusach. Anyway, okay. So tomorrow we're going to learn about the importance of going to Shul. All right, everybody. Have a good night.